This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician.
Giddy hit Austin!
My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
One hand on my chips, the other on my drink. That only comes when the waitress sees I'm gambling. The phone near my bed smells of wine and cigarettes from the other night when I called you up rambling. And I never claimed to be no broken heart mender.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett here, welcoming you to the P2 Podcast. Another chapter written today to enlighten your musical life. From beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, from the hallowed halls of Trinidad World Recording Studio, my studio here in Fort Worth. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Well, I brought the cold and the rain to North Texas today. Oh, man. Drizzling outside. I brought it all back with me from Colorado. I've been up there for a couple of weeks. My beloved Colorado. Oh, you know the Pritchett song so well. Colorado must take the stand. Well, there you go. It's tough when you go falling in love with those other states. The cool weather, the rainbow trout, etc. Way up in the mountains. You know they don't even really have mosquitoes up there. Poisonous snakes, scorpions, all this stuff can't live about, I don't know, 6,000 feet above sea level or so. So I've been up there. Many know I spent some time up there at the beautiful and the sacred Blue Mountain Ranch, which is a kids' camp up there. My wife, a teacher, has the summers off, so I mean the kids go up there for a couple weeks, do a little fishing and horseback riding, etc. I met my wife up there. I was a camp counselor. Can you imagine out there? All of you have never been, maybe been to summer camp, who listen to this show, your counselor is Phil. Let me tell you, that doesn't carry with it all the benefits you might think it does. I'm kind of a neat freak, kind of a disciplinarian. Maybe not the best guy to have as your counselor. But fun, hopefully. I did my best. I was a counselor at Blue Mountain Ranch, which was a camp in Colorado I went to as a kid. Check it out. I think it's BlueMountainRanch.com. Oh, you'll see the nice promotional video for the camp, narrated by myself, and some music on there by myself, shot by my good friend John Reynolds, who shot the bullfighter video. Yeah, man. Contracted out to shoot a camp video. See, you think you got the Pritchett albums out there. You have Phil and the full band come play in your backyard. You've bought the drop card. Did you know that Phil also does some promotional videos, stuff like that. Promoting the camp, folks. Good stuff. Oh, the coffee is hot. The coffee is hot. Well, man, so I was up there at the camp catching trout, hanging out with the kids, cool mountain air. Oh, man, if I could live up there for the summer, I might, you know. Just transport back to Texas occasionally for the gig. You know, got to fit in those firehouse gigs and Corpus gigs. But, man, love that Colorado air. Well, man, thanks for your emails here. Yeah, I've been inundated. See, we did a couple shows, recorded a couple shows to put, so you would have new P2 podcasts, even in my absence, even on my vacation. This is my way of being in two places at once. So we shot it, recorded a couple of podcasts right before we left. I knew I was going to be out of town. And, oh, my, did we get some response on the last podcast. When Kurt South, our beloved man, just goes off on the other beloved, Bob Lefsetz, who writes so eloquently about the music business and today's challenges facing it that we refer to so often on the show. Man, one of Lefsetz's recent articles was sitting down with our old friend Jack Ingram out in California at some gig, just talking to Jack, hanging out with Jack. And Ingram, you know, talking about his life on the road and, you know, being a musician, stuff like that. So it's pretty cool to see Jack show up in Lefsetz's column. But, man, according to Kurt South, and to so many of you have written me out there, got a lot of emails on this. Of course, when you start getting into this kind of matter, it sparks a lot of controversy. That matter would be Kurt South disavowing Bob Lefsetz on the grounds that Lefsetz, as a music writer, crosses the line when he starts putting his little politics in there. And, man, this is a topic that comes up on the show all the time with Kurt and many of our other guests we've had. The role of any entertainer, of any actor, musician, are you inspired? Do you think, man, not only is this guy a good actor or a good musician, he sits here and gives his political beliefs between films or on talk shows. And Kurt and I make the point, Kurt rather demonstratively, is that a word? Is that a word? Anyway, that, you know, you're probably crossing the line. The trust factor gets violated when someone starts beating you over the head with their philosophy. Oh, man, it's sometimes a struggle to like Steve Earle and some of these guys. Or, you know, Bono sometimes. We're all U2 fans, a lot of us. But, you know, you tire of U2 a little bit, don't you? The older you get. Now, I feel like he's piped down in a few years. Not quite as politically active, you know, not quite out there saving the world as he once did so tirelessly. But he does still opine greatly. You don't always, you don't hear anybody say a lot that kind of rubs me the wrong way on some of that, is that a lot of these guys, Neil Young, Sting, Bono, those guys are originally from, now I don't know what their status is now, you know, but they're from other countries. You know, Neil Young's a Canadian, Sting's an Englishman, Bono's from Ireland. Now, I don't know if they have U.S. citizenship. I don't know what the deal is with that. But so much of their, of any artist's complaints and stuff are directed at the United States, you know, and a lot of them have, you know, they've shown up at political elections or stuff like that. And man, that, I think, doesn't get covered a lot. Everyone's like, well, he's political. You either like him or you don't. But, man, it rubs me the wrong way that they're not Americans, you know, and we're not going to their country telling them how to vote or who to put in office. And I never really see that reflected. I don't know. I don't listen to a whole lot of political talk radio, et cetera. But I don't hear that point made a lot. You know, I was like, well, Sting's got a good point. He wants to lift all the drug laws or – you know, Neil Young wants this candidate to get elected. And they go on talk shows and talk very freely about what America needs to do. And part of me wants to, and I know they live here, they have homes here, but they're. I said, man, they're not citizens. You know, so what are they sitting here? I would not go on tour. I don't think anyone would to another country, you know, and be on stage in Spain somewhere or on some French talk show and just say, man, you know, France just really needs to get their act together and they need to elect this new guy and this other guy's too, this and that. I mean, I think they'd be very offended by that. Do you not agree? Shoot me an email, phil@philpritchett.com. I don't know. Maybe some of that's just part of being the United States, being the big dog. Everyone loves to hate us. Everyone loves a winner, you know. But, yeah, check into that, man. Sometimes check those, check the credentials of some of these guys. You know, where do you draw the line there? Now, the Dixie Chicks, of course, we talked about on the last show, getting in trouble for bad-mouthing Bush and the war and all that. I think, I want to say that was in England. It was another country they were doing that. And, you know, rose a big firestorm over the whole thing. But they are Americans, and they were talking about America. That's, I think there's some leeway there. You know, I'm like, well, you know, they're entitled to their opinion. But, as Kurt South said, they also are subjected to any sort of consequences that come down the pike. We got some eloquent emails on this. From our good friend Blake Walker. Thank you, Walker, for that long, thoughtful email. He wrote me just a nice email of why he listens to the show, what he keeps coming back for. We appreciate it so much. Our friend Steve Cross up there in Wichita Falls. Man, some of y'all out there, Dave in Corpus Christi, Smith in Nebraska, Ellen, I'm sorry, you there in Illinois or in Indiana, Ellen. I really like every podcast. There's some listeners out there that just give me a nice, sometimes lengthy, well thought out, well addressed email on their thoughts on the podcast. You know, I mean, we run down the show. I'm always thrilled to get those feedback from everybody. But some of you out there, once a week, sit down and very eloquently kind of go point by point. I respond to your emails sometimes all too briefly, but I do try to respond to all of them. So thanks for sending those in, man. Lots of thoughts here on the drawing the political lines. Kurt made a great point about poor old Rodney Crowell back in John Edwards back in the day. Man, there are just some. It is tough, man. It is a tough deal when you link yourself to some of these guys up on the platform, you know, temporarily just doing awesome, but you're going to be forever linked with some of that stuff. So thank you for all the email, man. All the email, all the response, fiery though they may be. We also want to welcome our new affiliates down there, Easton and the Badlands Radio family and network down there in Corpus Christi. We are on the air. Added to the P2 family. Man, we're just getting out there on radio. Thank you so much for listening. Call your local station if this show is not. If you're listening to this show on iTunes or listening to it on our website and you got a radio station, favorite radio station that plays your favorite kind of music, you know, go, hey, man, you need to hear this P2 podcast. Shoot Phil an email. Phil at philpritchard.com. Get the show on, man. This isn't your drive time type of radio show. Or talk show, but man, it's music and stuff. It kind of goes on late at night. You know, a lot of these stations, that's where we belong. Late at night, just like playing a gig in a club. You know, sometimes they run it like at 10 or 11 o'clock on a Saturday, Sunday night. That's what we're shooting for. So spread the word out there. And thanks so much for those of you who tune in every week. Well, what's new, Phil? You come up to me at these shows. What's new, Phil? What's new in Phil world, you ask? Man, so much. You know what? I apologize to all you who follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I do the show. I do the podcast, man. I tell you everything right here from my own voice. I talk better than I type, I like to say, especially when I got a limited amount of characters on Twitter or something. What kind of thoughts can you possibly convey other than just, we're playing a show tonight, come on out. Lot of news, man. Lot of news. I apologize for not keeping you up to everything. One of the neatest things happening right now at the studio is, remember the show we had with Chance Ryan Brentham, the director of the new Clint Rippey film? Man, immediately go to Clint Rippey trailer, or whoisclintrippey.com, CLINNRIPPY, Clint Rippey. This was the drummer, the very mysterious drummer that we all know. Man, since our last podcast, he has gotten our good friend Pat Green, podcast's own Pat Green, on there talking about Clint. They got Jack Ingram on there and a new trailer. Some of y'all might have seen the original Clint Rippey trailer, but there's a brand new trailer on there that features your own P2 in there very shortly. When Clint sat in with us at a show down in Bernie, Texas, you'll see Clint and I jamming for a bit there in the clip. Some interviews with Pat and Jack, and supposedly we're going to be doing some stuff here at Trinidad. You know, I'm going to be asked to sit, it looks like, opine on this great mysterious artist, Clint Rippey. And so there's a new trailer there, Clint Rippey, whoisclintrippey.com. Check it out, man, the new trailer. Also, yours truly here. This is the big news here. P2 has been asked by Chance to help with the music on the film, which I am thrilled to do. Hey, listen up, everyone out there. I want everyone to listen very closely. Phil owns everything. You know what I mean? I am the boss. I've got all my songs here surrounded by my own music, always using it to any purpose that might be useful to somebody else. If you're out there, if you're in film school, you're putting together a commercial, if you're, because that's expensive, man. That's I have a lot of friends of mine who are filmmakers, and the way it works is you got to get permission to use those songs in your film. You know, you can't just take Petty's American Girl and play it over some dumb scene in a lousy movie. He'd say, man, I don't want my song associated with your sorry movie and that sorry scene, you know. So you got to obtain permission. Licensing is like anything else. So in the case of something like the Clint Rippey movie, that's funny, that's a local guy, Chance, a guy who's just going forth, man, independently, no budget, no. He's a guy I can really get behind, Chance Ryan Brentham. What's so cool is, man, he's making this film, and I'm all too happy to help with the music on that. So look for some P2 music in the Clint Rippey movie. And congratulations to Shantz for getting that thing rolling. So many people come to me, man, say, I'm going to make this movie, man. And I first got to get $1 million. Or first I got to come up with this. Or I haven't got the right idea yet. You know, and on you go. You talk to them for years. They never do anything. And but what's so cool is that when Shantz came in and said, man, I'm shooting this movie about this drummer, this unique guy, this documentary on this great guy. Man, he already had footage, man. He had some ideas. He had things and said, hey, here's what it looks like so far. What do you think? And I could say, man, that's great. Let's you know, do some music here. Or I know him. I'd love to talk about him. There was something to go on. So, man, just get out there and make it, you know. I saw that great, go to YouTube and watch the Robert Rodriguez. What is it, like the 10-minute film school or something? Robert Rodriguez, the great director, action director. Man, he did El Mariachi, which is a landmark indie film that he made for $6,000 in Austin after selling his body to what was it called down there? The Pharmaco, where they pay you to like test out new drugs or something, see if they have any adverse effects, side effects. So that's what he did. He went to Pharmaco, a couple other things, borrowed his friend's camera, so he shoots El Mariachi down there on the border towns. It's this action adventure. They did a somewhat of a remake of it with Antonio Banderas after the movie really blew up, called Desperado. But Rodriguez is a great rant, man. There's a thing on YouTube of Rodriguez talking about the importance of, and the ease today of just having a good digital camera, access to good digital music, and just getting out there and making something happen, man. Just don't go to film school. Don't waste your money. You think you are a filmmaker. Get a camera and make a film. But don't wait around for the script and then this and then that. Just get out there and start making something, man. Making something happen. That's what I'm trying to do here at Trinidad World Recording Studios. Not only for myself, but you guys who come in here and record. Like Seth, you know who you are out there, man. You're listening to me, aren't you? Brian Sachs is coming here with his band, and so many others. So, making stuff happen. Thanks for coming to Trinidad. You too can record here, 817-733-5256. I'd tell you about all the amazing gear we have, but everybody has that. Everyone's got the big Pro Tool stuff. Well, not everybody, but we got everything you need, man. But we've got something more than that. A passion, man. And hopefully, I can make you be a little bit better than you were when you came in. And have fun doing it. That's what we do. Well, in our next segment, I'm going to answer a lifelong question. A long question I don't think I've ever answered. What's the greatest show you ever saw, Phil? The answer might surprise you as I answer that question. In our next segment, stay tuned.
I hope I didn't wake you. Just wanted to make you realize I can't be without you another night. And I pretended everything was going all right until Elvis asked me, hey.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast. Enlightening your musical life. Welcome, everyone, to another edition here of the podcast. It's Phil here. The rain's falling outside in Fort Worth, outside of beautiful Trinidad World Recording Studios. I'm flying solo here. This is tough, man. This is tough. Thanks for bearing with me today. Kurt South, I don't know. He had a kid throwing up or something. He wasn't around. The day just sort of fell. I just got back in town a couple days ago from Colorado. And I said, man, I need to get back on the podcast, tell people what's going on, report back from the front with the news. So that's what I'm here to, and that's what I aim to do. Thanks for listening here. Man, first segment, we're talking about the tremendous feedback we got. Many angry emails talking about artists, how people just rub people the wrong way, you know, just getting up and pontificating about this or that. We made the analogy, the somewhat goofy analogy, but I think somewhat poignant, you know, like about going to a Kobe Bryant basketball camp. And he wants to sit down with his acoustic guitar and play some songs. Hey, man, I got every right to play songs. He's like, hey, man, no, I don't contest that you have your right to your own opinion, to make your own music, and do whatever you'd like. However, we all pay a little bit of money to come in here and have you show us how to shoot the ball, man. That's what we're here for. And that trust gets violated if the artist or whoever you're working with is betrayed. The question's often put to me sometimes. We talk so much on the podcast with all my guests. I love hearing all from Manny Morales and the great Alan Huff from Roger Kreger's band, my two old friends from Corpus Christi. They were up here. Man, they talked about going to see Huff was talking about going to see U2 in the early 80s, you know, and Manny in his Black Flag and punk rock stuff. Kurt talking about, I don't know, going to see Bruce Hornsby 200 times or whatever the heck he does. The question, hey, man, Phil, what's the best show you ever saw? A couple really come to mind. A couple come to mind, I say. Man, one that comes to mind, just kind of the gravity of the whole situation, was when I went and saw the last Who show ever. The Who at the Cotton Bowl, 1989. Ha, ha, ha! You laugh and say to yourself, that wasn't the last Who show. That was like 20 years ago. And the Who have been touring ever since. But this was the first time, actually the second time they said they were retiring. But man, who opened for the Who that night at the Cotton Bowl in about 104 degree heat? Got on stage at 4 in the afternoon. SRV, dude, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'd never seen him. I was in high school. I don't know. I'd seen him on TV sitting on a stool playing, you know, The Eyes of Texas on the slide, you know, just don't mess with Texas. Remember that commercial? But I mean, I'd heard him ad nauseum on Q102 in Texas growing up. Red Beard. He always played nothing but Stevie Ray Vaughan and ZZ Top in those days. Ah, the coffee is hot here. The coffee is hot. So SRV comes out. I'm expecting some blues guy to sit on the stool and just kind of play the blues, man. Of course, he just comes out, Vaughn. You know, we're sitting there on about the 20th row. We had great seats. Me and a bunch of my friends, you know, stood in line. Back then, you, like, camped out for tickets and stuff. You had to know somebody just to get in. Now they just give them away on the internet because no one buys concert tickets. So we're down there on the 20th row, man. Yeah, Vaughn comes out, dude. SRV. I'm like, okay. The blues, what is it? Dude, just rips my head clean off in about the first 4 minutes. I mean, steam was coming off the guy. Steam, I'm telling you. Billows of smoke were just rising off the guy's head. Of course, was he wearing shorts? Everyone comes up to me, like, Phil, you're always wearing jeans. It's hot out here. I'm like, look, man, I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan play a show. It was about 108 degrees in August in the Cotton Bowl. Dallas, Texas, man. What was he wearing? Tevas? And some Umbros? No, friends. He came out in like a snakeskin trench coat, black jeans, black shirt, and a leather vest. And a big leather, like, you know, his big black hat, and his strat, and just ripped it up. The more sweat that rolled off of him, the better, the happier he was. Oh, that was amazing, man. Just incredible. And I've seen tons of shows like that. God, we used to just go to concerts. That's what we did, man. You'd get tickets on the lawn out there at Smirnoff or, what's it called? Is it Smirnoff now? It used to be Starplex out there in the fairgrounds in Dallas. I mean, I saw Dylan out there, David Bowie, saw Guns N' Roses several times, Cotton Bowl, and saw them. We just went to whoever was coming to town, man. Who's it? Oh, man, Elton John, let's go. Okay, Billy Joel, you know. God, we just saw everybody, man. Saw everybody. I've kept every ticket stub I've ever gone to. Pretty cool, huh? I've got this big, ambitious plan to someday build a big, you know, glue it all on a nice mounting board. Hang it proudly here in the halls of Trinidad, every show I've been to. Because I think I've gone to my last show. I don't think I'm going to go to any more shows. I've seen everybody, I think. But what was the best one, Phil, you ask me at these shows? Your emails imploring me, telling me about the shows, sharing your information of shows that you've gone to. I appreciate that very much. I'll tell you what, man. It's a couple different reasons. I was living in Austin, Texas, and I was young, married, no kids, and I can't remember what happened. My wife was visiting her mother or something. I was alone on a weekend. I didn't have a gig. It was kind of a strange circumstance. I called some people to hang out or something. Ended up by myself. Nothing to do that night. Well, man, I see, listen to the great KGSR radio station down there in Austin. It used to be 107.1. I don't know what it is now. Just plays great Texas stuff, you know, real eclectic kind of stuff. They say, man, tonight at La Zona Rosa, acoustic, all by himself, Neil Finn. Neil Finn. Who is that, you might ask? Man, he's the front guy, the lead singer, heart and soul voice of Crowded House. Who is that, you might say, Phil? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the vault here. Introduce you to some Crowded House. Maybe turn you into a fan as well. Crowded House is from New Zealand. New Zealand, man. Auckland, New Zealand, I believe. But Finn was a the main songwriter and singer for that band. You might know, I'm drawing a blank here. Something so strong can carry us today. And, hey now, don't dream it's over. That's probably their most famous song. Hey now, when the world comes in. Man, I knew Crowded House. I was kind of like, oh, yeah. Man, they got some cool stuff. But they were kind of an 80s band, you know. They originally, first band those guys were in, Neil Finn and his brother Tim Finn, his older brother, also a really cool artist. First thing they were in was called Split Ends. They had that really cool hit early 80s, I Got You, I think it's called. I don't know why sometimes I get frightened. I think it says frightened. I don't know. Split Ends, man. Check out some of that Split Ends stuff. History Never Repeats. Oh, man. They had a lot of hits. Real popular in Europe, you know. Australia, New Zealand, big down there. Not so big in the States. But Crowded House was big everywhere, man. They had a big heyday there. And Neil Finn, anyway, back there in Austin, had a solo record coming out. Crowded House broke up. Late 80s, maybe, early 90s. Their drummer, I think Paul Hester, man, committed suicide. Really, really tragic. Had some real sad stuff surrounding the band. But Finn puts out an album called Try Whistling This that you might want to check out, man. Very artistic and cool. Try Whistling This. Check that out. So he's touring on that record solo. I'm just like, Neil Finn. Of course, it was only like $20, $25 maybe. So I just say, well... All right. So I buy a ticket for Finn, man, and I walk into the big room. La Zona Rosa has the big place out back, and then it's got the small club in there. This isn't the big place out back, but it's probably maybe 400 people, 500, 600 people. And, I kind of brushed up on his new record I bought, and Try Whistling This. I was like, man, it's pretty cool, and brushed up on my Crowded House. I don't want to be left in the dark, you know, sitting there watching Finn. So... I go up there all by myself, just go to a show all by myself. This kind of goes to my point. This is the only concert I think I've ever been to. I went all alone. So I'll admit to you, I felt a little weird about that. I was like, man, I'm just going to be standing there by myself. This is a little odd perhaps. So I show up there at La Zona Rosa, walk in back there. There's a grand piano on the stage, a couple guitars and amps. And Finn, all of a sudden everybody, rather handsome, dashing man comes out. Finn, Neil Finn, he kind of raises a glass of red wine, you know, walks out of the stage. Very elegant. And man, he's just off the bat, he's so funny. I can't even remember what he said, but he just made a joke about playing in Austin, how great it is to be back. And man, he plays a couple of his new stuff on acoustic guitar. Dead silent in there, man. And great stuff. Just great stuff. Just mesmerizing. And, man, his whole presence up there was unbelievable. I gotten so used to watching, local guys on 6th Street. We played Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar. You play all these shows, the Barley House. And you're watching local bands. And you're like, yeah, that guy's pretty good. And, man, all of a sudden you're in the presence of someone like Neil Finn. Someone you don't maybe even regard as, an Elton John, like a huge, huge upper tier, household name type guy. But he is in some parts of the world, for sure. And when he gets out there, and the hours and the experience of this guy writing songs and playing them all over the world for whatever he'd been doing it for, 20, 30 years at that time, was so evident. His ease with his songs, the way he sang, the way he played guitar, the way he interacted with the audience in that intimate setting was unbelievable. And I think a big part of it, too, man, I was by myself. Think about yourself, how many times you go to a show with a bunch of guys, or you take a date, and man, you're into it maybe, and your date is just like, yeah, let's go, or something. You're like, oh, okay, or she wants a drink, or your friends are running around, hooking up with girls and things, and maybe you're sitting there trying to watch the show. It's hard to take people to a show sometimes. I'd encourage everybody to try that. Next time you see a concert coming to town, especially if it's in some kind of an intimate setting like that, and if you can't find anybody who's really up for it, man, kind of go by yourself. It was just the best show I ever saw. Finn up there playing his songs, and I was amazed that I knew every single song he played. I was like, God, this is Crowded House, or this was this solo stuff, or this was, man, this is an old Split Ends song. I was like, this is great. The crowd singing along with him. And I saw some people I knew at the show, like kind of you know, off the fringes, you know, and everyone's like, oh, man, hey, Phil, I didn't know you were into Neil Finn. I was like, well, you know, came out here, and I ended up with a bootleg tape that I don't have anymore. Oh, it sucks. I used to have a bootleg of that show. But Finn brings out Sean Colvin, the great singer from Austin, Grammy Award-winning singer. Oh, she did a Sonny Came Home with a List of Things. Remember that? She said days go by. Sean Colvin had a bunch of hits, but she won a Grammy for that song. I think that was Record of the Year, if I'm not mistaken. And so she comes out and duets with Finn and sings harmonies on all those Crowded House songs, you know, that Finn had done with Crowded House. Stuff that was written for two voices. So, man, he had all these little chapters, I noticed. This is how I really learned how to play a show, you know. This is how you got to break it up a little bit. You know, Finn came out, he was by himself with the guitar, then he brought out Sean Colvin. Then he picked up the electric guitar, he did some wild kind of feedbacky kind of stuff, all by himself on the stage. Then he brings out his son Liam, who's now out touring. The Podcast Zone and Full Band Zone, Jason Stolle saw Liam Finn play recently. I think he opened for Wilco, if I'm not mistaken, over in Dallas. But Liam, he's probably like 14, 15 years old. Finn's kid came out there and was a really good guitar player. Man, he knew all of Dad's songs. He was over there jamming. Finn was saying, hey, this is my boy Liam. And Liam was great, sang harmony. And then Colvin came back out with Neil, Liam, and Sean. And they did Everywhere You Go, Always Take the Weather With You. Did a bunch of stuff like that. All that Crowded House stuff. We're going to listen to more of their stuff here in the vault in a few minutes. But it was fantastic, man. And like I say, I don't think any I think what really added to the experience was just being there by myself and not having to, you know, if I didn't want to, I mean, I was going to have a, you know, get a couple drinks or something, but I was so into the show and I'd gotten a good place up front. It was just standing room only. I was just standing right there, right at his feet, you know, watching him play. I didn't want to lose my spot. So I just was like, oh, well, I won't go get a beer or anything. It wasn't worth it. But, you know, if I might have been there with a bunch of friends, yeah, let's go to another club or, you know. So it was cool, man. I just sat there, man, and just let the whole thing wash over me. I had nowhere to be, wasn't looking at my watch, wasn't listening to anybody, wasn't having anybody lean to my ears. What song is this or what? You know, I just sat there, man. I didn't talk to anybody. I just watched this guy play, and, man, it was a really magnificent experience. So was it the greatest show ever? I don't know. Maybe it was just the greatest show because I was there by myself. There to experience in the full without having to explain it to somebody. So go to that next show you want to go to, and go by yourself, man, if you can't find anybody. A willing participant to go. Neil Finn, man. New Zealand. You know, he wrote a bunch of Dixie Chicks tunes on, one of those records. But, man, he's just a hell of a songwriter. Always around, producing stuff, writing, and just a valued treasure, man. International. If you ever have a chance to go see him, go see him. He's hilarious, and it was cool, though, man. He had his wife, was running the lights like a couple times. He thanked his wife. I think her name's Sharon. He's like, thanks to my wife, Sharon. She's running the lights up there. Everybody clapped. And Liam, he had his whole family on the road with him, man. He was just going on stage, playing shows, touring the world. And I don't know, man. It was inspiring to me. I sat there and said, man, that's what I want to do someday. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with what this guy's doing, you know? Not on some bus with 50 guys who smell bad. He's just on the bus with his wife, his kids, you know, out there making music. Well, well, well. What time is it, Phil? I'm going to try to indoctrinate some of you out there. Some of you country diehards. God love you. We love you all. Listening to Waylon, Keen, P2, and the like. But, man, you know, I don't think South or any other guest here would let me play Crowded House in the vault. I'm not sure. But we're going to listen to a couple of their tunes, man. Rather than just sitting here and rambling over it the whole time, I'm going to play a couple Crowded House songs. See what you think, man. See what you think. Very fun, listenable. And we'll check out some Neil Finn in the vault in Crowded House when we come back. Stay tuned.
Summer nights go on so long.
fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Call me, 817-733-5256, or email me, phil@philpritchett.com, to come record at the studio. To book the full band, for crying out loud. You having some barbecue in the backyard? You're thinking, oh, Phil, Stu, and Blue, they wouldn't drive all the way out here to play for us here in the yard. Garbage. We love it, man. Call us. We'll come down and play a show for you. Just tell us when and where. Well, here in the vault section. Oh, I was talking about the greatest show I ever saw. Neil Finn. Was he that great, or was it just great because I was the only guy there? I didn't have friends with me that weren't interested in it or wanted to drink and go back to the bar. I just stood there and let the man's art just wash over me. It was fantastic. The best show I ever saw. The best concert-going experience I ever had. Neil Finn, what year was it? Maybe 93 or something like that? No, 95 maybe. 96, somewhere in there. Well, that was a little bit from his Try Whistling This record. And I'll be the last one standing. Great song. But the first real Crowded House thing I heard was some of their hits there in the early 90s, late 80s. You know, they had all those great records. The great producer, Mitchell Froom, produced Woodface. Mark it down. Woodface. You want some great just pop, man. I know a lot of you country guys are saying, no, Phil. No, we don't. Man, give Woodface a chance, man. Throw it in there. Check it out. Harmonies, fun, good guitar. Just great, great little movements in the music, man. The only part I don't like about this next song is the silly little intro. The little, little funny kind of count-in deal. But, man, when the two voices, when the Finn brothers, Neil and Tim, just come in on those parallel harmonies at the top, ice will melt, water will boil. It's only natural. Check it out on the P2 Podcast. Crowded House. It's only natural.
Ice will melt, water will boil. You and I can shake off this mortal coil. It's bigger than us. You don't have to worry about it. Ready or not, here comes a drop. You feel lucky when you know where you are. You know it's gonna come true. Here in your arms, I remember. It's only natural that I should want to be there with you. It's only natural that you should feel the same way too.
Have to try.
If you're going to claim to like music, and you go, man, Phil, that song sucks, then I give up. I give up. Go listen to somebody else. Love that, man. Also from the Woodface record. God's got all sorts of just great stuff. A lot of this is going to be from the Woodface album. We usually do one album in the vault. We're going to throw in a couple other little Crowded House and Neil Finn things here. Because I make the rules, man. Man, I love this next track. I have tried to replicate this sound, the booming kick drum, just the buzzing, fumbling nylon string guitar. This is also from Woodface. Four Seasons in One Day. See if you can listen to an old Pritchett recording of Blood Warm Rain or something and kind of go, oh, I see, Phil. Four Seasons in One Day. Neil Finn on lead vocal for Crowded House again off the Woodface record.
Four seasons in one day, lying in the depths of your imagination, worlds above and worlds below. The sun shines on the black clouds hanging over the domain. Even when you're feeling warm, the temperature could drop away. Like four seasons in one day, smiling as the shit comes down. You can tell a man from what he has to say. Everything gets turned around, and I will risk my neck again, again. You can take me where you will, up the creek and through the mill. Like all the things you can't explain, four seasons in one day. Blood dries up like rain, fills my cup like four seasons in one day. Doesn't pay to make predictions, sleeping on an unmade bed. Finding out wherever there is comfort, there is pain. Only one step away, like four seasons in one day. Blood dries up.
Love that tune, man. Come on. You're some singer-songwriter guy. You love that one, man. That's just got a warm feel to it, doesn't it? Love that track. Produced by Mitchell Froom. Neil just singing along, buzzing along on his nylon string guitar. Awesome. Love it. Man, at that show, the Lozona Rosa show, the first time Sean Colvin came out to sing, I think they did It's Only Natural, the song he played earlier. But then they played this song, which I wasn't as familiar with. This was on a Crowded House album called Afterglow. I think it was the last record, was it? I can't remember. But man, it started with this haunting little acoustic intro. Then the vocals come in, you know. Birds talk to me. In the middle of it here. Private Universe off of Afterglow. Sean and Neil singing this acoustic, the two of them. It is mesmerizing. I don't like the album track here as much as I like that performance. I wish I had that my old bootleg of them doing it because it was fantastic. But this is a song here, Private Universe from Afterglow, Crowded House.
No talk about the weather. The promise of love is hard to ignore. You said the chance wasn't getting any better. Labor of love is ours to endure. Highest branch on the apple tree, it was my favorite place to be. I could hear them breaking free, but they could not see me. I will run for shelter, endless summer, lift the curse. It feels like nothing matters in our private universe. I have all I want, is that simple enough? A whole lot more I'm thinking of. Every night about 6 o'clock, the birds come back to the palm to talk. They talk to me, birds talk to me. And if I go down on my knees, I will run for shelter, endless summer, lift the curse. It feels like nothing matters in our private universe. Feels like nothing matters in our private universe. And it's a pleasure that I have known. And it's a treasure that I have gained. It's a pleasure that I have known. It's a tight squeeze, but I won't let go. I will run for shelter, endless summer, lift the curse. It feels like nothing matters in our private universe. I will run for shelter, endless summer, lift the curse. Feels like nothing matters in our private universe.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, thank you all for joining us here on this edition of the P2 Podcast. Oh, it's tough, man. It's tough sitting here talking to you guys by myself, but I just envision all your faces out there. I just kind of pretend I'm on stage at the Granada Theater somewhere and just try to speak about what's going on. I hope for your sake and mine I've accomplished some of that here today in the rain in Fort Worth. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for giving Neil Finn a chance, man. Crowded House. Check out some of that stuff. I hope some of our country affiliates out there aren't just thinking, what is this stuff, man? Hey, man, it's all music. If it's good, it gets on, right? Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember to call or email me with some feedback on the show. We got so much exciting stuff coming up here in Phil World. Tons of dates this summer. Come out to a show. Download the entire Pritchett catalog for $20. God, I've gotten a lot of drop card orders lately. $20, man. I'll personally send you a drop card. It looks like a little credit card with a little piece of code on the back. You type that in, you download all, what is it, 12, 13 Pritchett records? Just in a boom, right on your right in your iTunes, whatever you're using on your computer. Take it wherever you go. I don't want you to have the new single. I don't want you to just, here's the new album, blah, 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 blah. We want you to have it all. We make it all for you, and we'll give it all to you for $20, 140 songs or whatever. Check that out. Thanks for listening. We will return at the same time next week. And who knows who might be here in the studio. We'll just have to see how it all pans out. We're going to leave you with How Will You Go, one of my favorite Crowded House songs. Maybe the last song on Woodface. Sad, brooding, but just beautiful. How Will You Go? We'll take you out without a Crowded House. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the PG Podcast. This is Phil. We'll see you next week.
Escape is on your mind again. Escape to a faraway land. Times it seems there is no end. Too long, hard nights of drinking. How will you go? How will you go? Drive through the wind and the rain. Cover it up, cover it up. I'll find you a shelter to sleep in. I fell over on the couch again, but you know not all sleep is wasted. Your dreams are alcohol inspired. I can't find a better way to face it. How will you go? How will you go? Drive through the wind and the rain. Cover it up. Cover it up. I'll find you a shelter to sleep in. And you know I'll be fine. Just don't ask me how it's going. Give me time, give me time. 'Cause I want you to see. Round the world, round the world. It's a tangled up necklace of pearls.